On July 28, 2013, Bruce Springsteen performed in Kilkenny, Ireland. During the song Dancing in the Dark, he invited a young boy on stage to play guitar with him. Afterward, he surprised the boy by letting him keep the guitar. Fans everywhere rejoiced in the generosity of their hero, but like many stories, this one has a dark side.
Dear Diary, Bruce Springsteen is the greatest man in the history of the world. You won't believe it, but he brought me up on stage to play Dancing in the Dark. Usually it's the girls he brings up, but this time it was me. And I got to play guitar with him. I rocked it. And then he lets me keep the guitar. Couldn't figure out if he really meant it. Best day ever. Dear Diary, you really aren't going to believe this one, but guess who came for breakfast? Bruce Springsteen. Seriously, Ma was making eggs and she's looking out the window and says, "There's some bum out on the sidewalk." So I look and I can't believe it because it was him. I can see why Ma was confused though. He looked a little rough without the stage lights and all. And maybe he went out after the show. So I ask if we can invite him in and she says, "I suppose so, but make sure he takes his shoes off." As if I'm going to tell the boss to take his shoes off. Dear Diary, you'd think a big rock star would have things to do or a plane to catch, but Bruce has been hanging out all morning. He's so normal. Pa was talking about how he lost his job, and Bruce says he lost more jobs than he could count, so there's still hope for Pa. I think Pa liked that because he got a look on his face like he sometimes does. Then Bruce tells us all about his cars and these girls he drove to the river and kissed their lips and everything. And all I can say is if you know his songs, you know what he's been through. So real.
I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Dear Diary, I definitely don't want to seem ungrateful here, and I'm sure that this is like a real privilege. Every fan would just love to be me right now. But I had to miss a football match this afternoon, which we lost, so they're all mad at me. And then I had to skip Jim's party. I asked Bruce if he wanted to go with me, because that would have been cool, but he just wanted to stay on the couch watching soaps. Every time Pa or my uncle came in with the beer, he'd just take it right out of their hands and chug it. And it's not like he didn't have his own. I thought there was going to be trouble when my brother comes in, all excited because he wanted a scratch-off. Bruce just snatches the ticket out of his hand and says he's giving it to the food pantry. Which Ma then says maybe we could use it to buy more food for us, because Bruce has been eating just about everything in her icebox. He's probably right. The food pantry's a good cause, and we've definitely got enough for ourselves, even if Pa is out of work. Dear Diary, I don't know how much more of this I can take. Bruce stayed up like half the night playing the guitar he gave me. He kept saying we should jam, but then when he tried to play the guitar, he kept getting pissed. Ma tried to get him to leave after dinner by calling his manager to come get him, but he said something about Bruce having an ongoing conversation with his fans, and it's just our turn. Dear Diary, well, he's gone. Pa and me uncle said they had a wrecking ball to show him out in the backyard. Ma and I just looked at each other, but we didn't say nothing. That's rock and roll. I got the game this afternoon, so I'm going to try to get some sleep before then. Already looking forward to Paul McCartney next weekend.